Hello, I'm Christopher Springman, and thanks for joining us on Body Language. I'd like you to meet Nicholas Robbins, a busy second-year medical student at Oregon Health and Science University in Portland. I sought out Nicholas after reading about his inspiring journey to OHSU Medical School, which started after he was laid off from his job. His super positive wife, Ebony, encouraged him to follow his dream of becoming a doctor. But first, he had to graduate from college, then apply to medical school, where he received a generous four-year scholarship from OHSU. Nicholas is a hands-on guy with a big heart and a real sense of mission. And he's pretty humble, too, especially when I asked him about eventually being called Dr. Robbins.
Well, hopefully you'll just call me Nicholas. But I think it's important to keep in mind the goal here. And it's not just to be called doctor. It's kind of what that represents. It represents a commitment to your patient. It's lifelong learning. It's respect of your colleagues that you're, doing something for the betterment of society. And that's what I look forward to.
You know, your journey to medical school has been a very, very long and winding road. You graduated from high school here in Portland in 1994, mm-hmm. 20 years ago. However, your wife, Ebony, whom I would love to meet, really never lost faith in your ability or dedication or, frankly, your dream about becoming a physician. What does that mean to you now to have someone who's supporting you so unconditionally? Oh, and by the way, you have two children.
It's been amazing. And I think being together as long as we have, it's something that you really have to be humbled by, that somebody does have that much faith in you. It wasn't like we got together and the plan was for me to become a doctor. You know, I changed from another career. And
you were selling cars?
Yeah, I was in finance and management of an automobile dealership. And I did sell cars for a while. I did that for many years. And to basically tell somebody that, hey, I'm going to take a complete life 180 and do something that I have no experience in, I have no background in, and that I'm going to accomplish something that very few people are able to accomplish, it does take an incredible amount of faith.
Well, your wife Ebony followed her heart too, but there's a price to pay for that. What, there were days when you didn't sleep? Literally, your wife is working two jobs. That puts a lot of pressure on the family, doesn't it?
It certainly does. And again, just going back to the faith somebody has in you, and that faith has to be there to know that all the sacrifices that she's making eventually is going to lead to the goal that we are both sharing, that, I could actually get into medical school and become a physician. And she was always in complete understanding of everything that I was doing, which was amazing.
You seem to me like a man with a mission. These are my words, a mission to give back, to make a contribution, to make a difference in your community. How will becoming a physician, a doctor, enable you to do that?
Well, one of the things I will do is I want to make sure that folks that maybe have taken an untraditional path like I have, or maybe young students that are underserved, or maybe have had parents that, didn't graduate college or never went to college or went to high school, that I'm there for some mentorship. There's a lot of, young kids out there that have dreams of going into medicine, but they just don't have the mentorship. And one of the things I will be is I'm going to be there for the people in my community that have, that have children that are interested, that I can provide opportunities to.
Do you think that attitude was part of the consideration that OHSU, Oregon Health Science University, made when they gave you a four-year scholarship, because they saw in you an individual who would probably go back and serve the community, much as you're doing now, after you become a physician?
Yeah, the interesting thing about that is I wanted to do things that really helped out people. And I was obviously trying to get into medical school. I was never chasing a scholarship. And so, when they gave that to me freely, it was amazing. And again, it was an amazing leap of faith. And I hope that's what they understood, is that, I'm somebody who, is going to back up what they say.
I'm speaking with Nicholas Robbins. He's a second-year medical student at Oregon Health and Science University in Portland. Do you ever doubt your worthiness? Some, maybe late at night, you look up at the stars and you got a headache from some class you went to and you just, it just wasn't sinking in. Do you ever have moments when you hesitate, like, did I really make the right decision?
I don't doubt my decision at all because I enjoy what I'm doing so much. Certainly the academics are very overwhelming at times. And, you know, sometimes you come out of class and you're just like, gosh, you know, I really have to hit the books hard to understand some of the things that they were just talking about.
I mean, I've taken courses in medical school, excuse me. I have audited courses in medical school to better understand my work as a healthcare correspondent. And I would come out with an incredible headache, feeling like I had walked into a class, not only in a different culture, but in a totally foreign language. I mean, I would go through waves of understanding and then waves of absolute stupidity. I was very humbled by that experience. Do you find yourself a bit humbled by this, by medical school?
Absolutely. And, you know, just to echo what you said about the verbiage, the language, it's so crucial to everything that you do. And that's, I think that was one of the biggest gaps coming in and not having previous experience in the medical field was learning all that terminology, learning the language so you can even comprehend what they're trying to teach.
And then you have the added challenge, I was going to say burden, but it's not a burden, when you deal with patients to translate that knowledge and that language that they may not be familiar with either so they can really understand what everyone's expectations should be. There's a phenomenon called white coat syndrome. Have you heard about this?
Where
patients will sit there very patiently and go, I've got it, and walk out the door and go, gosh, what was he talking about? That doesn't sound like an effective practice of medicine.
I believe that's the case. And I mean, that's one of the things that I think is really important with communication and hopefully that I can bring, you know, from my previous career is that, you know, I spent a lot of time talking with people, gaining rapport with people. And I learned how...
And selling cars.
Yeah. Well, I learned how important it is to listen. The whole thing about selling cars is not to push somebody into doing something. It's to sit there and listen and understand what their needs, maybe what their wants are. It's really about rapport and it's really about listening. And I think a lot of that will cross over into being a physician because, you know, I can sit there, I can listen, I can, you know, use terms understandable to them and collaboratively, you know, come together with a plan for treatment, being involved in helping educate the patient as opposed to just telling them what I think should be done.
You've used that word several times, educate. You are a medical student who will become a physician, a doctor, but you essentially are an educator, aren't you?
Correct. When I was in college, I was a tutor. I tutored calculus, physics, chemistry, and you know, that's something that I really love to do. I really love to show people how to be better than what they're expecting academically. And patients too, education's so important because everything that we're doing is so complex. And so I think it's very important to be involved with educating them exactly what's going on. So at least it gives them some sort of sense that it, you know, they're enrolled in the treatment of themselves as opposed to just, you know, being shuttled through a system.
Finally, is there any magic in this place at OHSU and Oregon Health and Science University? It seems like a very special place.
Yeah, I very much love coming here. I have some amazing classmates and colleagues. It's an experience like I've never experienced before. You realize you're part of a profession. It's not just a career. The support is just absolutely amazing. It's something I never predicted, I never expected. You know, classmates working together for common goals, common interests, faculty that is just amazingly supportive, that is always there for you when you struggle.
Thanks, Nicholas, and I look forward to calling you Dr. Robbins. You can learn more about Oregon Health and Science University at their website, www.ohsu.edu. I'm Christopher Springman, and thanks for joining us on Body Language.